Right, we are back on TKLN FM Word of Mouth. And I'd like to welcome you all back for our next segment where we're going to be discussing a new journalistic graphic novel called Extraction that looks at the exploration, exploitation, and extraction of gold, bauxite, uranium, and oil in Guatemala, India, Quebec, and Alberta, respectively. Journalists were teamed with illustrators to make these different comic reportages featured in the book. And now on the line from Montreal, we have one of the editors of Extraction, Mr. Frederick Dubois. Hello, Frederick.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for joining us today. I'm doing all right. And I understand that this book, which focuses on Canadian mining corporations, you've been a part of the conceptualization, which I understand was took place a year ago in Germany?
Yeah, actually, I was living in Germany, in Berlin, and this friend of mine, David Widgington, who is the publisher, who's a publisher in Montreal, just came to visit me. And, while he was basically informing me that he had a book planned for the autumn that he couldn't do, so we started, you know, throwing ideas around, and both of us, we had worked on the issue of mining and the impact of mining mining corporations in especially in the developing world as journalists. And so when talking about all the possibilities for a new book in 2007, we came up with this idea of doing something on mining that was pretty much there. And then we ended up on the street I was living on in Berlin. There was a comic store, and so we just started looking at different comics and graphic novels that that they had, and we looked at each other and basically said, "Oh yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to do a comics book on mining, but in really a journalistic piece." That was the objective.
Right, and I've gone through Extraction. I've read most of the book, and it's quite a good book. And I just wanted to point out the first right at the beginning of the book. It says this book is dedicated to the communities resisting illegitimate extraction. Could you describe the illegitimate extraction?
Sure. When when investigating a bit on mining, first of all, you need to look at the facts regarding mining and regarding the presence of Canadian corporations in the mining sector, which is totally disproportionate in the world. Canadian mining is exceptionally present, especially because of the fact that on the Toronto Stock Exchange there are so many advantages to be listed there as a mining corporation. When we dedicate this book to the communities affected by illegitimate mining, what we actually mean is that in most cases, the mining that is described there is mining that is done for export purposes. So, meaning a mining corporation basically comes into a community, doesn't consult the community properly, and makes a deal generally with the national government and extracts material for a period of something like 15 to 20 years, and after that, just leaves the place, in a total mess. And what we wanted to look into is this undemocratic way, an illegitimate way of doing mining. We didn't want to look at mining and saying, oh, it's the big guy against the small guy. Not necessarily that aspect, which is totally obvious in many mining cases, but we want to go on that and really see what the different elements of illegitimate mining are. And when we mean illegitimate, we insist on a term that is not legalistic, because in most literature or articles that you read about mining, people talk about legal mining. So if you got for example, a license to explore or to extract some resources, you're legit. You know, that's the way we talk about mining generally. If you look outside the frame of the legal frame, you actually see that the way it's done is totally, is not in accordance with local community, is not in consent of the local people, and this is basically the reason why we use that term.
And one of the chapters that was called The World's Unluckiest People was actually the first one that I read, mainly because the other three mining subjects, gold, oil, and uranium, I knew of, bauxite. I didn't really know what it was. Could you talk a bit about bauxite?
Oh, sure. That's funny because that a lot of people around here don't know what bauxite is either, or in BC. But what's interesting about that is that in Montreal, you know, the bauxite is really big, but in the form of aluminium. So bauxite ore is what is used to, you know, to produce aluminium that is used in so many products that we consume. And one of the big players in aluminium mining is called Alcan. It is now called Rio Tinto Alcan because it was bought out by this British firm. But at the time of doing the reportage on this resource, it was still a Canadian or a Quebec corporation. And bauxite is basically found in many places in developing countries. And the reason why it is so big here in Canada is that the transformation, this smeltering of bauxite to produce aluminium is being done here because of the very cheap electricity that we have, especially in Quebec, with hydroelectricity.
The chapter, the Unluckiest People in the World, one of the four main chapters in the book, takes place in Kashmir, India. And what alarmed me when I was reading it is that it seems that the corporations and government have basically, there was times that they fabricated and forced the consent of the community. When really the majority of the community seemed to be actively against it. I was just wondering, have you found this as a common thing that happens?
What you see in that that story on India, in the state of Orissa, in the east part of India, is a case that is seen, yes, all over the world. Unfortunately, this is one of the aspects that is most striking that we found in this issue of mining, is that in many cases, many people are affected in this way that they can't really define what future they want for their community. Mining is being negotiated between the mining corporation, the government, or a regional government, and then the communities basically have to move out, or they have to accept the fact that there's a big open pit mine right in their village or whatever. In the case of India that we're describing, there it's in an area where there are 24 villages of what the Indian people call tribal people, so native populations, and 23 out of 24 of these villages have democratically voted with their own system of local democracy, have expressed that they're totally opposed to the project, the smeltering project and the extraction project, but still force has been used, repression, the police forces and so on have been sent. In that story, especially that three people were shot a couple of years back in the opposition to the mining project, they were shot by local police. So it is an indicator, unfortunately, of how violent this mining practice can be.
Definitely. And Frederick, I just wanted to thank you for editing quite a great book. And I was just wondering, is David Widgington beside you?
Yeah, sure. David's right. Yeah,
I just wanted to ask him a question.
Yeah. Okay. See you later.
And
hello,
Mr. Widgington.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm all right. I just wanted to, we're running a bit out of time, but I just wanted to get you in here because you're the publisher of this book, and I just was wondering, because it's quite an exceptional book, and it's quite interesting and even in a sense entertaining, combining this reporting and journalism with illustrations. I was just wondering, generally, what's the audience you were trying to appeal to?
Well, I guess several different groups. One group, people who, for example, might not be reading on a daily basis or on a regular basis the business section of whatever newspaper they read, because they might not be interested in the subject of mining on its own, or they might not read an article all the way through because it's not something they might be particularly interested with. On the other hand, it's also to the people who might read or might already be interested in the mining issue, but being brought to interest of the issue through a different medium. I guess with the first group, those who are interested in comics or maybe less so business issues, they might just pick up the book because it's a book with lots of illustrations. It's basically it's a fully illustrated comic book. So they might pick it up because it's a comic and say, well, these are really nice images, and then start to read the book and then get hooked by the interesting stories and initially through the visuals and then read it all the way through and actually get information, real information of something that's happening that's definitely underreported.
Right.
And for, I guess, the people who are used to reading the issue, they might get attracted by the title. Extraction is the word for mining, and then they might be pulled in further through the content of the book, and then maybe learn to appreciate comics a bit more and take comics a bit more seriously as well.
Right, for sure. And, yeah, we've sort of run out of time, but I'd like to thank you, David Widgington, and as well as Frederick Dubois, for both appearing on the show.
And great. Well, thanks. I hope people come out to the Cameron House, 408 Queen Street West, on Tuesday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. That would be great. It'll be a good time.
Right, great. And for more information on that, you can check out the website, cumuluspress.com.